Hi there, it's Fiona Lukies, and this is the third video of my relationship masterclass. If you haven't watched video one or video two, please do those before you watch this one. This one will just make a little bit more sense to you if you do that. Okay, so I hope you did your homework from video two and maybe just took some time to notice when you're in a good feeling and notice the power of that, and maybe just take some, you know, a moment just to notice the kind of thinking that you have when you're in a good feeling versus when you're not in a good feeling. It's quite fascinating because the more you notice it, the more you realize that the world you see looks completely different based on the feeling that you're in. And as I said in the last video, you know, there is this common denominator amongst all relationships that's very, very, very powerful, is that when we're in a good feeling, we just show up differently, so differently it's not funny. And that the power of that is what's available to every single human being, regardless of a young child or a, you know, someone in their late 80s, 90s, whatever. So today I want to talk about another thing that I think is really important and something that I think we have a lot of misunderstanding around, and that is moods. Moods are one of those things that we tend to take very personally, and we tend to kind of handle in a way that isn't always overly helpful. And again, we just do this because we don't really have an understanding of them, right? It's just because we misunderstand what's actually going on in the moment. And, you know, I noticed for myself when I started to have a deeper understanding of moods, because human beings are super moody. Like, I don't know if you've noticed it, but we all are, myself included. We're all moody. Human beings are moody, and a mood can change really, really quickly, kind of seemingly out of nowhere, right? Have you ever noticed that? One minute you might be feeling really great, and the next minute you can be feeling really down in the dumps, and you're like, what the heck? What? I don't even understand why this has happened. Or you'll notice that in maybe one of your kids or a colleague or whatever, you'll notice there are, you know, some people really go down into their moods and really experience them, and some people, you know, bounce through them. We all handle them a little bit differently. But the one thing that we all have in common is that we are all very moody, and moods are one of those things that are part and parcel of the human experience. And so understanding how to navigate them is very, very, very helpful in relationships. You know, I always joke, I've got four children and three teenagers. Two of them are pretty much not teenagers anymore, but I've got a 14-year-old, 14-and-a-half-year-old, and my daughter's about to become a teenager. And I always joke and say that I've got a thick skin in the cupboard, one for each day of the week, and I just pull one out and pop it on for that day, and then it's completely worn out by the end of the day, and I pull out the next one for the next day, because, you know, when it comes to moods, teenagers are super, super moody. And, you know, dealing with my older boys has really helped me, and understanding that has helped me handle the way I handle my, you know, my two younger ones. So moods are not a bad thing. That doesn't mean that there's anything wrong. It's just a natural, normal part of the human experience. It's as natural and normal as breathing. It's as natural and normal as the seasons changing. It's as natural and normal as the tide going in, the tide going out. Everybody at some stage or another will notice their mood changing. And as I said earlier, seemingly change out of nowhere. And, you know, when you understand how to navigate them, there's so much more freedom in how you feel around people who are in a low mood, and how you feel around yourself when you're in a low mood, by the way. Okay. So basically what happens when we're in a low mood, you'll notice when you're in a low mood or someone else is, their energy will change. They'll have a different feeling that they'll be sitting in. You'll notice yourself that your feeling will change. And, you know, it's really important that you understand that moods are one of those things that come and go. They're transitory. And so there's no need to fight it. There's no need to overcome it. There's no need to try and change it. There's no need to work at it. You know, when you understand what you're experiencing, it's no different to experiencing a cool change with the weather, right? You know, I certainly know that, you know, I live in Melbourne, so we, you know, we're known for having four seasons in one day. So, you know, the weather can go from being super, super hot to dropping dramatically in temperature and being quite cool. Now, I don't get frightened or bothered or worried about that because I just know that's a normal, natural part of the weather. I understand that that's just the way the weather works, right? And this is the amazing thing. When we have a deeper understanding about the way things work, then things don't seem so frightening to us. And as Sydney Banks, a wonderful philosopher and someone that I model what I do around and I've learned so much from, you know, he's got a beautiful quote, which I love. And that is, you know, if people were less afraid of their experience, that alone would change the world. And it's so true. And the key to feeling less afraid of your experience, the key to feeling less concerned by other people's experience is in understanding the way we work. And so understanding moods is a really important part of that. So we live in the feeling of our thinking, right? So whatever thought that I have creates a feeling, I guess, if that's, you know, that's the simplest way to explain it at this point in time. So I have every thought creates a feeling. I can't have a feeling without having some sort of a thought around it first. So it's a thought, feeling kind of behavior world we live in, right? Thought, feeling, behavior. Thought, feeling, action. So if I've got angry thinking, I'm going to be in an upset kind of reactionary feeling, and then I'm going to behave accordingly, right? Now, the funny thing is that my thinking quite often has nothing to do with anything out here, and they operate quite independently. So thought is one of those things that just pops in and pops out, and it's transitory by nature. So thoughts just come and go of their own volition. So you can have a low kind of level thought. And what I mean by a low level thought, I'm not trying to categorize them because thought, it really doesn't matter. It's not, there's no thoughts that are better than others. It's all just thought. And we just think all day long. We are thinkers, right? And we think. We've got thoughts coming in, thoughts coming out, thousands of them. There's so many different statistics around how many thoughts we have per second. So I'm not even going to try and go there around that. But let's just say for every thought that you've got coming in, there's a 50,000 lined up ready to come through. And thoughts come and go. They just come and go. Just like the seasons, just like the weather, just like the tide, thoughts come and go. And really, guys, your thoughts aren't that important. They aren't as important as you think they are. And the more you start to see that, the more freedom, resilience, and flexibility you'll have around everything in your life, right? And in particular, around your relationships. Okay, so, you know, the day that I started to understand that my thinking's transitory and that it changes all the time and it's not really on me, it's got really nothing to do with me, thoughts just come in and out quite independently of me, was the day that I started to be less concerned about my moods. I started to feel less worried about them. You know, I used to be someone that would get reactionary and get in an upset kind of a mood and then look out here for all the reasons why to justify that, right? And so without realizing it, I was unwittingly keeping that alive for myself. But, you know, when I started to see that my thinking, right? My thinking is something that doesn't really have anything to do with me, that it just comes in and comes out. When I started to understand the nature of thought, now I talk about this a lot more in my Relatable program, the online program where I look at all things relationship and really point you in a direction of how you can be more relatable and show you how anyone can be great at relationships. I talk about this a lot more in my online program. So if you'd like to know more about that, feel free to just register your interest below. I only open it up a few times a year. But if you put your email in below, I'll certainly let you know the next time I'm running it. But I talk a lot more about the nature of thought. And really, when you have a different relationship towards your own thinking, then you have so much more freedom. But see, what's really important, I'm just going to come back to moods here because this is all kind of interlinked and intertwined. So I just needed to give you a bit of background around thought and thinking for you to have a different appreciation of moods. So first of all, moods are normal, natural. Everybody has them. Some people feel more gripped by their moods than others. It really doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong way to do a mood or have a mood, right? Or to experience a mood. What's more interesting is understanding the nature of moods. Because then you've got a few more options around how you want to relate to your moods or how you want to relate to somebody else's moods. You know, quite often I will get people come to me and they need to spend, they're spending time with someone who in their mind is quite moody. whether that be a teenager or a work colleague or their partner or a friend or a family member, it doesn't matter. And they'll be sort of saying, you know, every time they get down, I feel like I've got to fix it. I run around trying to make them feel better. And then they get really upset with me and I don't know what to do. And, you know, and I find it really hard to be around them. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really important to understand is that it's not your job to fix or change somebody else's mood. And in fact, it's not your job to fix or change your own. When you understand that they change on their own, of their own volition, you start to become less concerned about them. Now, if you think about it, the nature of the weather is to continuously change. So when the weather goes from, you know, or seasons change from summer to winter, I know this is a normal, natural part of life. And I know that one of the normal natural aspects or elements of winter is for it to get darker, for it to be colder, for there to be more rain, for there to be wind. I know these are normal things, so I'm not too concerned about it when it happens. In fact, because I'm not concerned about it, I've got more time to adjust to it, you know, to rug up, to put a hat on or a scarf on or whatever I need to do, an extra layer of clothing to keep myself warm, because I'm not distracted by being worried or upset about the weather. I understand the weather changes and here we are in winter. Well, it's the same with moods, right? When you're not distracted by trying to fix your own or fix somebody else's, when you don't see them as a problem, when you're not trying to work out why am I feeling this way? Why are they feeling that way? Where did this come from? You know, we're not doing all of that. There's so much more room to adjust to what is instead of spending our time resisting what is. Because that's when we create a whole lot more suffering for ourselves, when we resist what is. We really do. And, you know, we don't then get to spend as much time being in a good feeling as I was talking about in video two. So moods are a natural, normal part of life, and people go in and out of moods all day long and for apparently no good reason, because all you need is a fresh thought and you'll be in a different feeling and bang, you can easily be in a different mood. Now, I'm not in charge of the content of my thinking. It just comes in and comes out. Neither are you. You're not in charge of the content of yours. And, you know, the less concern you have around the content of your thinking, the more freer you're going to feel and the less concern you're going to have around your moods, because people have mood swings and they can come seemingly out of nowhere. You know, I once read somewhere that, you know, understanding and navigating moods is as important to a pilot when it comes to him understanding and navigating weather patterns and weather systems. And I thought, yeah, it's so true. You know, the minute you realize you're not responsible for someone else's mood, you can actually be with them when they're in a low mood. You can actually be present to them. You can actually be there without feeling like you have to fix them in order for you to feel okay, without going in there and matching their mood, right? Which is what a lot of people do. So when someone's in a low mood, then they take that mood super personally and then they match it. And then you've got two people in a low mood. And then, of course, what happens when two people are in a low mood? They decide that then's the time to work things out, to make decisions, to sort their problems. And here's the thing. When you're in a low mood, you do not have very intelligent thinking. You are in a low level of emotional intelligence. You just don't have it, right? So, you know, when you can understand that and see that, and that was a big one for me. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm in a low mood. I'm not even going to try and work that out. I don't have the capacity to listen. I don't have much capacity for understanding. All I really want to do is kind of throw my opinion down your throat right now. And I just know by the feeling, I mean, I don't have the resources available to me right now to sort that thing out. So I'm going to wait till I'm in a better feeling. I'm going to wait till my mood shifts. And then I'm going to take another look and I'm going to notice what's available to me then. This has been so incredibly helpful. Right? If you're a mum and you're listening, I want you to know you're not responsible for your children's moods. You're not responsible for your teenager's moods. And if you actually allow them to have their mood pass through them the way it's designed to, you'll find that they'll come out of their mood and they'll come back to you. And they'll be a lot more open, connected, all of those things. And that's because you haven't had that whole dialogue around the mood. What's wrong? Can I help you? Can I da da da? All of that kind of stuff. Now, please don't think that that means that you ignore someone who's not in a good mood or any of those things, but it just means you can show up to it differently. You know, if my husband comes home and he's not in a great mood, or one of my kids, I might just check in, say, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm good. Can I get you anything? No, I'm fine. I'm like, okay, no worries. Because I know that at some point their thinking will change, the feeling they're in will change, and therefore their mood will change, right? All moods are a thought. They're just thought in the moment. That's all the mood is. It's just thought. And thought changes, and it changes on its own. So there's nothing for you to do, nothing for you to manage, nothing for you to fix, and a lot more freedom in how you show up to that. See, most of us take our own moods or somebody else's mood super personally. Now, you know you're taking a mood personally when you're trying to fix someone else's mood, when you're trying to make them feel better, when you feel this need to make them okay. That's feedback that you're taking their mood personally. And I would say the same thing to you. Now, you know, when I know that I'm in a low mood, what I'm going to be looking out for is fresh thinking, not going round and round why I'm in a mood and this is terrible and I need to change it and there's something wrong with me. I'm not going to get distracted by all of that because that's all the low-level thinking you have when you're in a low mood, right? And none of it's helpful. So what I'm doing is I'm listening for fresh thought because we've always got fresh thought coming through, always, constantly. It's one of the most hopeful places to look as a human being. I'm looking for fresh thinking. And I might have a thought might occur to me to, I'll make myself a cup of tea, the most ordinary, average thing in the world. I'll go make myself a cup of tea and all of a sudden I'll notice that I'm feeling better. So I've had a thought that's helped me with my mood. Because remember, we're designed to be in well-being. We're designed to come back to that beautiful, loving, peaceful place that resides inside every single one of us. That's the natural design. So, and the way we get there is via fresh thinking. So I'm just going to notice fresh thinking as opposed to being distracted by all my upset. The more I notice fresh thinking, the more I get what I need. It helps me to come back home, to come back to that place of neutral, peaceful, calm, clarity, wisdom that we all have. Now, I consider fresh thought and a good feeling to be my greatest assets in life. They really are. And those are the things I look for. And I notice that I have an eye for and an appreciation of. So just to wrap up or summarize some of the things I've talked about, moods are completely normal and natural. We go in and out of different moods all day long. It's not a sign of anything being wrong with you. It's not a sign of a problem. It's just part and parcel of being human. It's part and parcel of your humanness. Now, the more you understand your own humanness and the more you are okay with that, the less time you spend resisting what is and the more time you get to spend being in a good feeling and present to where you're at. And the more those things just become background noise instead of something that grips you and holds you that you're in a battle with and fighting around, okay? And also, when you see someone else in a low mood, that's fine. Let them have their mood. They're allowed. You don't have to fix it. And you can be okay regardless of whether they're okay or not, right? They will come out of their mood on their own. Fixing moods is not your job. And that just gives you a whole lot of room, right? It creates space for that person. And space is rich and generative and incredibly helpful. And where fresh ideas, fresh thinking, and all those delicious, wonderful things come from. So you give them space. They actually tend to come out of their mood a lot quicker because you're not resisting it and fighting it and trying to fix it. You're able to be present and you just pick up where you left off and move forward. This is what healthy relationships do all the time. They don't let themselves get waylaid by moods. They have the mood instead of the mood having them, and it passes on by and they just go back to where they were, pick up from where they were and move on from there. I hope you found this final video in my relationship series around moods helpful. And as I said earlier, if you'd like to learn more about how to be relatable to others, if you'd like to learn more about relationships and the principles behind relationships, and I've talked about some of them in this video series, then please register your interest in my online program, Relatable, where I explain all of this and more and set you up for relationship success in each and every relationship in your life. I am determined to show you how easy and simple relationships can be and to change the narrative we have around them. Thanks so much for watching. Oh, that's my dog. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you soon.